AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, will be leaving at the end of the month.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say private sector, but I hope she's going to, she's comes from a great state, Arkansas.
And Sanders spoke at the White House.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for.
And President Trump talked about Sarah Sanders' future plans.
I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Meantime, a federal watchdog agency recommended President Trump fire Counselor Kellyanne Conway for repeatedly violating a law that limits political activity by government workers. It's for comments like this, which she made last month about Joe Biden.
I think it's kind of obsessive and weird. It's just downright goofy that Vice President Biden doesn't mention President Obama but a few times in a speech, and he mentions President Trump 76 times. I mean, that's just kind of weird. I guess one time for every candle on his birthday cake.
The White House spokesman Stephen Groves calls the agency's decision unprecedented and deeply flawed. Today in Columbia, South Carolina,
Timothy R. Jones has been found guilty by a jury of his peers of the offense of murder. The jury has recommended that the defendant should be sentenced to death.
The sentence was announced today. Jones was convicted of killing his five children. The wife of indicted California Congressman Duncan Hunter pleaded guilty today to misusing campaign funds. Her attorney read a statement from Margaret Hunter.
I understand that there will be more consequences stemming from my actions, but as demonstrated this morning with the entry of the plea, I've taken the first step to face those consequences.
Margaret Hunter agreed to testify against her husband at his upcoming trial. On Wall Street, stocks finished sharply higher. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 101 points. This is AP Radio News. Problems with Boeing 737 jets means more schedule changes at Southwest Airlines.
If you fly Southwest, their cancellations due to the shutdown of the Boeing 737 MAX will continue one extra month through September 2nd. That means the airline, which has about 34 MAX jets, will continue to cancel about 100 flights a day. Southwest officials say it's waiting for more information from Boeing and the FAA about changes to flight software and pilot training. However, Southwest says it's so confident the plane will be safe once the FAA approves Boeing's changes. I'm Shelley Adler.
Yogurt company Chobani has offered to pay off $85,000 in student lunch debt at an Idaho school district. The Twin Falls School District announced the donation would cover the debt of more than 900 students during the last school year. Chobani operates a plant in Twin Falls. The district still has debt from previous school years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.